This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. I'm going to take calls this hour and the next. Bill Federer has been on before many years ago. The American Minute ran into him at the RNC. He's going to be joining us in the third hour. Rob Dew will host the fourth hour on this Friday edition. But I'm brainstorming here, and I'm brainstorming with some of the Trump people. Not Roger Stone. I know someone even closer to Trump than Roger Stone. Making the joke, you can't get any closer. But I've been brainstorming with Roger Stone as well, that it's known that Hillary is ongoing, stealing the nomination process, has now done that, and will try to steal the election. She's 7 to 10 points behind every major poll. She is in deep caca. So what do you expect them to do? What do you expect them to do? Well, we know what they're ongoing doing. They are stealing the election. It is happening. We're going to block it. We're not going to put up with it. And when you fight an election theft, you can beat it. And I think you should start fighting it before the final phase, because if Trump comes out and points out she already stole it from Sanders and shows the evidence that we're collating and others have already collated and has been collated that we're putting together, then it's the end of crooked Hillary. Everybody knows about her emails, all the lies. The time has come. The time is now. And we shall go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. We shall defend our republic. We shall never surrender. Let's go ahead and go to Greg in Wisconsin. Greg, what do you think? I mean, am I right? She stole it. They admit that. I mean, she's going to try to steal the general election, isn't she?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I was I'm a truck driver, and I was at a restaurant 20 miles outside of St. Paul, and I was looking at the Pioneer Press there, and they had pictures of Hillary with big smiles, color that was huge. It took up like 50% of the paper, and they were talking about this sob story, you know, pushing these people, this one woman who lost her husband, which is tragic, but she was basically using her, and the Trump pictures were him facing away from the camera. You know, people were dropping their glasses, dropping their signs. They were talking about how he was committing treason for daring Russia to get those other emails.
Well, I played the Trump clip a few days ago where he said, Russia, if you're listening, please release the other emails. The FBI admits at least four foreign governments were inside her server. That's their job. That's our job, is to get into their stuff. And so he's saying, please release it, which is what he should do. He doubled down. Instead of them saying, oh, look, you're a Russian agent, he's like, nothing to do with Russia. The point is that she's a crooked Hillary, so thank God that, you know, they're doing this. So we're going to play that clip coming up since you mentioned it, because I was just thinking about how amazing that was this morning. What else do you think, Greg? What do we do to counter this?
Well, I definitely think that everyone needs to go out and vote, and I think that she's definitely trying to steal it. I mean, you know, I was watching the DNC, too, and I noticed that before Hillary spoke, 2 days before, everyone was up in arms and everyone shot at the stage, and then all of a sudden she gets on stage, and there was a line she said. She said, if I'm playing the woman card, then deal me in. And before she said, deal me in, there was a whole bunch of people who said, deal me in, and she was like a second behind. So there were plants in the audience.
Oh, sir, it's admitted that all the real delegates, whenever they would leave to go to the bathroom, were not let back in, and then they put all their own people in. It's totally, completely synthetic, like a Hollywood movie, like a third world nation, and this is the cult we're dealing with. Here's the good news, though. They have forever absolutely alienated much of their base that actually means well, that's against TPP and stuff. They're going to be joining the Patriot movement if we reach out to them. We can now deprogram all these socialists and liberals. I'm telling you, they're finally ready to understand what we're talking about. They weren't out protesting, really, Trump. They were out protesting crooked Hillary, because they know, and a lot of them are going to vote for Trump now, which tells you he should win in a landslide or it's a fraud. Great points, Greg. I'm going to come back and talk to Stephen, Carl, Ethan, Justin, and others. 800-259-9231. First, I'm going to play three clips, though, Late Show with Colbert, putting out disinfo against InfoWars. We're going to get to the superdelegate admitting they're going to steal it for Hillary. And we've got Hillary saying something very interesting.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Information warfare, from my perspective, uses the ultimate weapon, the truth, justice, common sense, honor. It's white hot, and we deal it out every day. Information warfare in defense of the Republic. Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lines, and disinformation. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, though, has come out with a new definition of InfoWars and attacked us. We're going to be playing that clip in full coming up. Your phone calls here in just a few minutes. But first, I want to play a clip from her speech last night. The DNC's now over. We're 3 months and a week and a half out, or less, from the general election. And she said, democracy is broken in America. Our voting system is in trouble. She's the one that just stole at least 10 primary states, 80-20 on the street nationwide, Bernie supporters. Hillary had crowds of 1,000, 2,000. He'd have crowds of 20, 30,000. She stole this. She lost the first primaries openly. They'd say it doesn't matter in New Hampshire. We talked to a California superdelegate. He said, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what Sanders does. She will be the nominee. And the Republicans came out and said the same thing, but we didn't buy into it, so they didn't get away with it. They've really miscalculated by openly stealing the election at the primary level and admitting it. Trump can now come right out and say, you are ongoing stealing the election. You are a fraudulent nominee. You have had your emails hacked that you sent protesters to disrupt our First Amendment and to blame Bernie. You should resign. And then the globalists might blow up Trump's airplane. But then everyone will know they did it. I mean, as long as we engage them, they lose. Even if they destroy Trump or destroy myself or go after Matt Drudge. I mean, I'm telling you. You already saw the Supreme Court justice drop dead. And then it came on the Washington Post. Oh, they covered it up because it was a secret society. Oh, that he got invited to. Oh, we were there and said, this place is like Bohemian Grove. And then a month later, they said it was a spinoff of Bohemian Grove. That's how tuned in we are. And I'm not bragging. But let me tell you, you do. It's like a police detective that's been tracking a serial killer in an area for 20 years. After 20 years tracking a serial killer, and you found 40-something dead bodies, you know this guy. You know him. And so many times when they actually catch him, it's exactly who the profilers thought. I have been doing this 20-plus years. I know these people. I know them. Let me tell you, it isn't hard to know they're going to steal this election. And Trump better fight it. And he is planning to. And I have an incredible responsibility, and so does InfoWars, to get all these people that have admitted they're doing this, to get the delegates together, to show how they did it state by state, to put the evidence on. It's been in the New York Daily News. It's been everywhere. Admitted that. They met in secret in California the day before, and he was going to win by a landslide in early voting. They already knew, and they just said, these will be the numbers. This is how the superdelegates vote. And the superdelegates even voted to, like, have a percentage for Bernie, the made-up percentage they wanted. I mean, it's like tea parties with three-year-old girls or something. They just had a fantasy land deal. And it was okay because AP was there and CNN was there. Oh, the media was there. Don't worry, when we stole the primary. That put Hillary over the top. So we're taking calls about how do we fight this? What do we do? What does Trump do? But more and more, we're going to write articles in the next few weeks, videos, you name it. We're going to hit Trump with them so he can retweet them, get them out. And the media will attack him if he just puts out the research, and then he can respond. That might be the best way. And I know the White House is watching right now. God, look at you unhappy people. You look like you're living in hell or something. You're unhappy because you're dirtbags out to get humanity. I know you're blackmailed and scared, Obama. I don't think you're as evil as Hillary, but you're pretty darn evil. And I know you think this is all funny, but deep down you know it's not funny. The globalists are in all these publications admitting world government's in trouble. You're never going to get that world government slot. You're never. Look at your UN event down there with the Olympics. It's a giant cesspool. Everything you do turns to absolute garbage. Let's go ahead and go to Hillary with the doublespeak, the 180 from reality about our democracy, our voting is in trouble, and she's the one that's going to save us from her. Here it is.
I believe our economy isn't working the way it should because our democracy isn't working the way it should.
And she's bought by special interest. Let's play that again. She's also bought by special interest.
I believe our economy isn't working the way it should because our democracy isn't working the way it should.
You're right. Here's the article from February 12th this year. Great article by Kit Daniels. It should be more hardcore. We're going to put it back out. I mean, I'm not blaming Kit. It's just hard to believe when this was first starting. And we were telling people in February they're stealing superdelegates. They would have national stories saying I was crazy, even though it was happening. So Kit said, Hillary superdelegate, why your vote doesn't count. Hillary already has over half the superdelegates and is expected to gain more. And this guy is a Democratic California, out of California, but a national superdelegate. And we've got him in the bar, you know, where they were having press conferences, admitting the entire thing. Mr. Valhalla, that was a cool name. Isn't that just cute? Isn't that just special? Bob Mulholland. And he is a superdelegate. You know, look, he was a Hillary superdelegate for California. So was the governor. This is a high-level Democratic operative, just arrogantly, just like the Republicans went on TV and said, your vote doesn't count. But he does a little bit smoother. He goes, Bernie, you'll get some. You'll get a little piece of stuff off the table. Let's play the clip.
It sounds like Hillary is going to have a huge edge when it comes to superdelegates. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. And former DNC chairs like Howard Dean, who's from Vermont, he's known Bernie for decades, he's for Hillary. Yeah. The people who have worked with Hillary for decades are big supporters of her. If they haven't said so yet, they will over the next several weeks.
So roughly, when it comes to the Democratic National Convention, what is the rough total of delegates that are going to be available for the DNC?
Right now, about 4,800. So you need about almost 2,400 to get the nomination. And the way we work is that anybody who gets 15% more in election gets delegates. So this election will go all the way to California. Sanders will end up with well over 1,000 delegates, and Hillary will get the nomination.
Okay, now the superdelegates are basically what Hillary pretty much already has in her pocket. How many delegates does that amount?
750 delegates. My guess is she probably has half of them committed to her, but she's out there working the precincts and working the states every day for every vote. And March 1st is Super Tuesday. At the end of the day, you will see that Hillary has the most delegates of regular people from caucuses like Iowa, from New Hampshire primaries, Nevada, South Carolina, and then all those states on March 1st.
Now, he did it slicker than the Republicans. The Republicans just went on TV and said, look, your vote doesn't count, never has. If I can have that George Will article, guys. We are the sovereigns, we decide. But that backfired. But here he is. Oh, yeah, she's already got him committed. So it doesn't matter if Sanders really wins, just like New Hampshire. Right after this happened, New Hampshire, he got 20% more than Hillary, and she got way more delegates. That's how this works. And I know you, the audience, knows this. We've got to get this out to everybody. All right, I'm going to go to this last clip dealing with information warfare. Then I'm going to go to break and come right back with Stephen and Justin and Carl and Ethan and everybody else that's holding. I'm going right to you after this break for the balance of the hour. But here is Stephen Colbert on CBS with a comedian. I think his name's Eric Andre, one of the guys that climbed on the stage. I mean, I invited him up, wanted to hear what he had to say. And here he is making a joke about InfoWars, when information warfare means fighting with information, whether it's true or not true. We fight with the truth. But the point is, there's an info war going on. There's a war on for your mind. It's all about information. It's all about more information. It's all about how stuff actually works. They hope you just don't pay attention and they can lie to you about what information warfare is. Here it is.
Yeah. I love awkwardness.
Me too.
I like feeling awkwardness myself and putting myself in embarrassing situations. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, too? I love it. I get very red hot when I do it. Yes.
You did that recently. You went to the RNC.
I went to the RNC.
I did too. It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was exciting. Yeah. I jammed out with Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
InfoWars.
Yeah.
He's on a war against info.
He's so against the war. He's so on a war against info. He doesn't want to even know about the nation. He don't care about the nation.
He doesn't want any nation. Just the info.
So they're targeting low information voters.
I'm not entirely sure. The crowd enjoyed your appearance as much as I did.
They didn't.
But I enjoyed it very much.
And they're telling him I'm low information.
Right here, Jim.
The opposite.
Very exciting.
Hey, bring the Daily Show guy up here.
I mean, you seem like you're upset.
I want you to have sex with my wife.
Hey, let's get this guy back on. He won't use profanity.
You're not
really
Martin Luther King.
About.
You're not.
Coachella sucks this year.
And then they went on from there. That's just crazy. They're saying that we don't want information, that we're in a war against information when we're here showing you how they're stealing the election, showing you by the numbers, going over the facts, showing you that the globalists are admitting they're bringing in a world government, that we're going under a TPP that is unelected and will control our lives to a great extent by multinationals that are tax exempt and above the law. And their answer is to make a joke out of it. Just like on other programs, Jimmy Fallon They're up there going, you down with TPP? To Obama, he goes, yeah, you know me. So it's cute, TPP. Targeting people in a happy state, drinking beer at home at 11 at night. They just laugh about TPP, foreign group taking over. And Congress not even allowed to tell the public what's in it. All the rest of it. Because, you know, we're low information. Your calls are 4 minutes away. I'm Alex Jones.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is there a secret Christian rapture coming? Are planes going to fall from the sky when folks are raptured away? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. It sheds light on misguided religious doctrine and challenges modern traditions. It helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. This site cuts through the religious clutter. Come join the discussion and prove it to yourself at thebiblesaysthat.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This hour, right into the next, we are taking your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Hillary has stolen the nomination. That's on record. She's 7 to 10 points behind Donald Trump. Remember the Republican establishment said he could never get the nomination and that he could never pull ahead of Hillary? All lies. So if he's ahead, this is when he has to come out and say she's stealing. Not when they put out fake polls later saying he's behind and then he says she's stealing. Folks aren't going to fully understand that. Trump has to pre-strike. She's already stealing the nomination. He must target her with the truth and expose the rest of her crimes. America is ready. Ready to embrace the truth. All right, Stephen, then Kyle, then Justin, Ethan, Carl, and others. Stephen in Florida, thanks for calling. You're on the air worldwide on this Friday edition, sir.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Alex. First of all, I've been meaning to bring this up every time I call and I forget. Your top-of-the-line water purification system, of which I've got one, it's great. I was just wondering if it's coincidence or destiny that the first four letters in the name of it is A-L-E-X.
Well, that is the folks that have my Patriot Supply, now undoubtedly the biggest storable foods company in the nation, only after 8 years, because they have really good quality and very, very low prices. They consolidated like five big companies up in Utah who were already experts. And so we are the main distributor of it. It's a great gravity-fed filter. There's several other great brands as well, but depending on the specs, some are better than in one area, some are better than another. But I love the Alexa Pure. I think it's as good as it gets. Also, their survival type straw system they have is excellent as well. And we do sell all that. And again, we fund our operation with a gravity-fed filter that sits on your counter that you still get the good minerals, but not all the other bad garbage. Either totally removes it or removes it like 99%, depending on which compound. And this is what I use at my home and many other areas.
I just thought it interesting that it starts with the word Alex.
Yeah, I think they did probably do that. I mean they know for whatever reason that we're their biggest market, and so I guess it's Alexa Pure. Folks have pointed that out around here, but that name is not copywritten, so they're, you know, it's fine for them to use it.
So anyway, the reason I called about this whole situation with what's going on in the political scheme of things, and I remember some years ago you had given an analogy, and I fully agreed with this, and I still do, that America, you saw it like a passenger plane where it was in descent with the engines burned up. And then you said, now we're at the point, if you remember, where you said, we're now heading with the nose straight down and we're heading for a crash. Now, the thing I want to say is this, Alex. You look at what's going on, all the, progress, so-called, regress, the progress the globalists have made with the food, the water, the propaganda, the black propaganda to the media, dumbing down of our whole culture, the corruption in the political scheme, how we're trying to provoke our enemies into World War III, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's, you know, Huxley's Brave New World, Orwell's 1984 on steroids. And here's what I want to say. I have a greater concern, as much as I hate the fact that we have a prospect of an evil person like Hillary becoming our next president. It's going to be far worse than Obama, that's for sure. But here's,
no, I hear you. And if we get, you know, Hillary in, she's going to try to totally collapse the country further, get us into wars, but it will wake people up faster. My whole point is that if she openly steals the election, she will go in as a wounded, floundering platypus.
Well, here's my main concern, though, with that analogy again about the passenger plane. This is what people don't understand. The main thing is not what the globalists are doing. What I see is an invisible hand that has its hand, and at the back, the tail of that plane.
Sure, the big mega banks are trying to scuttle the country so they can consolidate not just our nation but others. It's the same program, and Trump just doesn't want to destroy America. He's not perfect, but he doesn't want to destroy the country.
Yeah, no, that's not what I mean, Alex. Okay, here's the thing. You mentioned yesterday and today about the judgment of God. We have made God our enemy, and just like ancient Israel, when you read the Bible, he is now unleashing, he is allowing our enemy to take us over. And it is because we have made ourselves his enemy by what we are doing. And the main problem in America, I said this to Zakari the other day, or Zakari, is the fake Christianity in here that's supposed to be the conscience.
Listen, I totally agree with you. God bless you. I got to jump, go to break, come back with more calls, but you're dead on. Thank you so much, sir. It is the fake Christianity. I'm not on some Pharisee high horse and I'm Mr. Perfect, but they just don't fight tyranny. They don't fight abortion. They don't fight. Talk about literally being brought under God's judgment. Drug resistant TB is killing record numbers of people. It's exploding all over the country, mainly in primary and secondary schools, where they just put illegals in with it to spread it instead of giving them treatment. I mean, talk about consciously bringing plagues upon America. We have people in office who literally want us to collapse. So they're bringing in poor, helpless, diseased people.
March,
and they're not even treating
them. Empires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I really just want everybody to take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back because here they come again.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
I ain't no ways tired. Me old animal.
What was that? Is that a dog?
It has been reported you've made $5 million making speeches. The president's made more than $100 million.
What difference at this point does it make?
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
I don't know why that's funny.
Hillary's a liar. Another conspiracy theory.
Let me. Have you always told the truth?
I've always tried to. Always. Always.
I will fight to rein in Wall Street. And you know what? I know how to do it.
We came out of the White House not only dead broke, but in debt. I remember landing under sniper fire.
There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicle.
It's a little sick. Open up.
Come on, take it. Take it.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Thank you, Hillary. I'm going to get back to what George Will said after I take about 7-8 calls in April about how there's no way he'd ever pull ahead if he was the nominee of Hillary, and he's now 7 to 10 points in dozens of juicy polls. Oh, I'm afraid Donald Trump's going to be elected the next president. Number 45, what a perfect number. I'm afraid the Republic's going to actually fight for its life. I'm afraid Russia is as well. And the UK. Oh, there's so many problems. And now all 25-plus members of the EU have started referendums to leave. Oh, things aren't going too well. They've hit the emergency button. The globalists are running around in their smoke-filled cabin. Their ship is on fire. It's a red alert, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got Donald Trump saying, is that a dog when she does the dog barking? What about the hyenas? Now, I'm going to go to your calls right now. I just want to point out that we are running the biggest special. People might say, well, a couple months ago, you said it was the biggest special ever. Yeah, because we're just expanding these specials more and more. We're running the overall biggest special completely across the board, 40% off BrainForce and Nootropic, 40% off Silver Bullet. Usually it's like 20% off some things, then like maybe 50% off one thing or 30% off a few things. This is like 40%, 40%, 40%, 40%, 40%, 40% off Storable Foods, 40% off Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 40% off BrainForce, 30% off Supermel Vitality, Superfemal Vitality, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 30% off. Great way to get all the vitamins and minerals and cofactors and amino acids into your kids. Great fruit punch. 30% off bioavailable vitamin B12 sublingual. 30% off DNA Force. That is big. 30% off DNA Force. 20% off all survival seeds. 20% off all shirts. 30% off Liver Shield. 30% off Deep Cleanse. 30% off Anthroplex. 30% off Knockout the Sleep Aid. And it goes on and on and on and on. But take advantage, because there's a few things that are going away tomorrow that we're either selling out of. It's more than a few things. I got to go meet after the show. I know of at least 4 or 5 things that are about to sell out. So on top of all these specials, you can get free shipping on orders $50 or more, and additionally 10% off on any items you sign up for auto ship. InfoWarsStore.com or toll free 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your prayers, spreading the word, and buying the products. We're self-funded. We're like 30% sponsor-funded, 70% funded off PrisonPlanet.tv subscriptions and water filtration systems and nutraceuticals and things. And Hillary, for prison shirts. You know, usually shirts are just a statement to fight for the Second Amendment or to meet like-minded people. They're not a big chunk of our funding. Now they are. You know, before it was nutraceuticals. Right now, what's floating the boat is the T-shirts. So we're going to be moving into more and more of that. So thank you all for your support. God bless you, and I salute you. You are the InfoWar. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? We've got Justin in New York, then I'm going to go to Kyle, Ethan, Carl, and Andy. We're going to go to everybody in this segment. Let's go to Justin in New York. You're on the air. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Alex. Thank you. I've been listening to your show for about 4 years. I really appreciate what you do.
Appreciate you.
I've been doing some research on, you know, how election fraud may or may not have taken place in the history of our country. And I think really a big game changer, especially in the 21st century, is these voting machines. You know, I seen the video there that David Knight did while at the DNC about the Microsoft voting machines. Now, I know that there's several ways that Hillary Clinton can steal the election. I would like to. I know you had mentioned
we're going to get Bev Harris and others on. I used to have the Collier brothers when they were still alive on and others. There are thousands of admitted cases of election fraud. We've had Diebold chief engineers go public and explain how they were ordered to do it. We've had both parties do it. But historically, the Democrats are the kings of retail fraud, dead people voting, illegals voting, and the kings of electronic fraud over the Republicans. It's just a historic fact that they are the kingpins. It doesn't mean they don't do it. And there was some evidence that they were cheating Al Gore in Florida. Gosh, I don't know who's worse, Al Gore or George Bush. The point is, I'm for the integrity of the voting system. I just tell it like it is. And if we see any evidence of overzealous Trump people engaged in election fraud, I will stand against that because we can't turn into who they are. But we need to really be exposing what's happening because this could be one of our last, I think probably the last so-called election if she steals it. I mean, we'll still have elections, but it'll be like the old Soviet Union.
I really just wanted to get out there, though, that I think, like, I'm taking a look at these polls where Trump is 7 to 10 points ahead, and that's fantastic. What I'm afraid is that they will take these voting machines and tweak their quote-unquote algorithms to rig the elections to where even if Trump is, 7% or 10% ahead in the nation, that they will rig it to compensate for that, to where no matter how much he's ahead, they're still going to steal it.
Historically, it's very hard to steal a landslide unless it's, a Stalin election. And if they do that, we're having very serious talks personally, and I know I've had those with Stone. Like, let's try to get Stone on. It's a quickening. I'll try to get Stone on. Maybe even to pop in the last 10, 15 minutes or this Sunday, I'll be here live 4 to 6 p.m. because I want to have a whole hour-long discussion about what do we do if they steal the election. Because for me, and I think Stone agrees, and I think the Donald knows this. I know the Donald knows this, that this is a real issue and front and center.
Absolutely. And another thing is, and this might be an even easier option for Hillary, is to rig the polls so that when the election comes about, they can rig the election as they had planned and say, Hillary's been winning this entire time anyways. There's no way the election's going to
be. Sure, and they'll have George Will and an entire group of rhinos come out and say, we told you he'd always lose. See, we're right. Absolutely, great point. Look, it's important he have a big margin in the popular vote, because that's a moral authority. They are going to try to steal California. I think he's going to win in California. I know a lot of Hispanics who are citizens who love Trump. In fact, some polls show upwards of a half. In fact, remember he got the vast majority. There were still like 6-7 candidates in major states of Hispanic voters who were Republican. But I know a lot of people who aren't even citizens that like Trump. Again, it's a bullying lie that say Hispanic Americans don't want border control. They're not idiots. In fact, they know better than other people. In fact, even ABC News, remember, and even Scarborough, NBC, had his liberal reporters on going, look, I went down to the border, and it's Hispanics want more border control than the Anglos or blacks. Do you have any idea what it's like down there? I mean, it's really scary in many areas, and it's people from China and Guatemala and Syria. I mean, it's scary, folks. At one Border Patrol sector in South Texas, you can look the numbers up. Last time I looked, it was tens of thousands of other than Mexicans in 1 month. And I don't mean Nicaraguans, El Salvador. That was a big part. It was all over the world and some scary hombres. I mean, it's like leaving your back door open at night. They try to take common sense and act like it's insane. You see, Trump owns a bunch of hotels, and you can't get local help from the college students and all those folks because it's seasonal. You got to have people that are trained, know what they're doing, and he brings them in from Latin America, Asia, Eastern Europe, and Trump. That's what Trump's going to do. They're going to go in there with computer systems, and if somebody isn't a felon and wants to work and gets into the system, you're going to be... boom, we're talking a week, boom, you're here. You're a felon. You're a criminal. You're an aggravated. You are gone. You are rounded up. You are put on an airplane, and your butt is thrown out of the country. Period. In fact, a lot of folks actually know Trump say, get ready for a lot of immigrants. They're going to be good ones, though. Let's go ahead. But again, they want a bunch of diseased people and a bunch of homeless women with kids to bankrupt everything and to be wards of the state. You know, people sit around and make fun. One of the underlying racisms I do hear is even you know, gentrified Hispanics do it. Oh, look at the Mexicans cutting the yards and fixing the houses and doing all this stuff. That's what everybody 20, 30 years ago still knew how to do. But daddy was doing it. And we were an agrarian farmer civilization. So just like my grandfather knew how to roof the house and do carpentry and fix machines and work outside and all that, we go, oh, look at this Mexican work ethic. That's just a farmer work ethic. That's a rural work ethic. Those are rural people that were kicked off their land all over Mexico and don't have anything to do but come up here. There's been a program to make them go up to the maquiladoras. So I don't blame them not wanting to be in those maquiladoras, those horrible factories, so they come over here. I don't blame them. The point is people look at, oh, my God, this work ethic. Oh, my God, it's true. That's what people were like 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago in this country. But our rural communities have fallen apart. So everybody's in there drinking Jack Daniels and watching satellite TV all day and NASCAR. And there's a moral ethic in the country that's collapsed. I mean, it's still better than the city, but I'll tell you. Third, fourth, fifth generation Mexicans in East Texas that hang around with my family are rednecks with a shade darker. They are watching satellite TV drunk and gambling and running around and acting exactly like the white people. It's frightening. You want to see what it looks like? Watch the movie shot right outside Austin. I'm going to your calls. Called Joe. My uncle, my dad's brother, literally owned the same blue Chevy truck for 30 years. Even, it's just crazy. The way the houses look, the way the people are, absolute pure research. That is exactly what it's like. Redneck Mexicans, you name it, it's the whole nine yards. So I'm telling you, it's the culture in America, all the decadence that has turned us into these slobs. I don't care if you're black, Hispanic, white. If you don't keep the work ethic on your kids and all the rest of it, they will turn into ruined slobs. It's television. All right, I don't know. That's just some sociology for you, folks. Andy. No, you've been home the longest. You've been home the longest. Ethan in Pennsylvania. No. Kyle, I'm sorry. Kyle in Texas. Third time's the charm. Kyle in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Basically, I agree with you on this, that we need to hit this on many different fronts. And expose Hillary for who she is, because this is the time. I mean, you've got the Bernie supporters. They know that she's crooked. You've got even Black Lives Matter. They know that she's crooked. I mean, everybody's waking up to the fact that Hillary Clinton is a crook. And, you know, now is the time, I believe, to hit this and hit it on the information front. Hit it. I mean, we need to be everywhere that Hillary goes in big groups and definitely expose her for who she is.
I agree. I mean, again, I don't have the words to describe how important historically this time is. I mean, how would you describe it, Kyle?
I believe that our democracy is being stolen from us as we just sit back and go about our daily life, you know, just watching TV and
what do we do to counter Hillary? What do we do to counter Hillary?
I think the main thing that we have to do to counter Hillary is to post on our Facebooks. I mean, you can't be scared to just put this information out there and to expose who she really is.
I agree. Folks should go to Infowars.com and get the flashback of the superdelegate from California saying in February, we're going to ignore the popular vote, and get all the clips of the Republicans saying it and just keep hammering it. We're going to have more articles, more videos exposing this. And I think we push Trump. Do you agree with me that Trump needs to come out and say, she's been stealing the whole time, she's going to continue, I'm ahead, she better not try to steal it?
Absolutely. Trump, I believe Trump should say something. You know, if he plants the seed out there and we all get together and put it on our Facebook, we put it out there through the info war, you know, because, I mean, there's too much evidence out there. You've got James Comey saying that she lied. You've got everything shows that they're trying to get the felons to be able to vote now. They're trying to get the the illegals to be able to vote. I mean, it's just so blatant that she still...
While they deny it, they go, oh, you're racist. Someone shouldn't have to have an ID or a license or, you know, even a bill that it's their name. No, and then they're legally trying to get it done. I mean, imagine you went to Mexico or China, only let you really vote in China, and said, I want to vote. They laugh at you. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I'm going to skip this network break. So I have more time to take calls. I'm going to go to Andy and others here in just a moment. Carl's up first, though. Before we go to Carl, this is an information war. And I wouldn't get on the level of the minority of people that still support Hillary, because it's not really many of them. Like, oh, please listen to me. And then they get this arrogant look like you're weak and my lady's going to win. I'd say, listen, I know Trump's not perfect, but, you know, they stole it from Bernie. And we need to support the integrity of our election system. Don't you know she's going to try to steal it from Trump? We need to landslide for Trump, so it's very hard for them to steal. That's what every expert tells us. History shows it. Landslides are hard to beat. We need a landslide. And it's looking that way with all these emails and corruption just proving she's so crooked. I mean, let me tell you. 6 months ago, 9 out of 10 people in Austin I know are for Sanders. I mean, and I don't like that as a socialist, but at least he wanted to reform the big banks and make them pay some taxes and stuff. I agree with that. I just don't agree with socialism. I mean, they robbed it. I mean, I know they stole it. That's admitted. But I can't find anyone that supports him. I mean, I'll see. Again, yesterday I was driving. I played the game driving home. And doing some errands. I took the kids to a movie. After that, I played the game of trying to find a Hillary sticker, and I didn't see one. I didn't see one in a Democrat city, one of the only ones in Texas. I didn't see one. The other day, I drove around for 2.5 hours to take care of business and go and get my dental work done and stuff, and I ran into one Hillary sticker. But let me tell you, you go to the rich part of town, almost every yard's got one. Man, it's the rulers. The whole power structure hates Donald Trump. Both parties. George Will got up in the Washington Post and said, like, let me read that and I'm going to your calls. If Trump is in the nominee, the GOP must keep him out of the White House. Boy, and imagine if Hillary steals it, they'll support that. Just pure evil. Republican voters, particularly in Indiana and California, can, by supporting Cruz, make the Republican convention a deliberative body rather than one that merely ratifies decisions made elsewhere. Some of the 6 months earlier, a convention sovereign duty, the royalty of the Republican leadership, is to choose a plausible, they decide which plausible nominee, who has a reasonable chance to win, not to passively affirm the will of a mere plurality of voters recorded episodically in a protracted process. Texas, we call that Bravo Sierra. He goes on to say, Trump would be the most unpopular nominee ever. He's already got higher points than Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was behind this time last year, 3 points. Trump 7 to 10 points ahead in every major big fat poll, buddy. So you're proven wrong, George Will. George Will is a anti-American piece of filth. Anti-voting. And I'm going to finish this in a minute and go to your calls, but notice the early callers said our democracy, and a lot of patriots, a lot of constitutionalists get mad by that term. But listen, we're a limited democracy. We have a constitutional republic. But yes, in a pure democracy, a 51% vote to say kill all the redheads in the country, it happens. Or a 51% vote to kill all people with, say, brown eyes, it happens. Or kill everybody that, you know, that has got freckles. Or kill everybody that's black. In a republic, you have a codified system so that basic systems are protected. Like voting. Like free speech. Like the Second Amendment. Like the right to not be searched without due process or probable cause. These are all of our shared values, and we have to defend them to the end. And I'm seeing them run over by the establishment at a level never imaginable before in America. He continues, this is George Will in the Washington Post. Trump would be the most unpopular nominee ever. Oh, no, he's actually one of the most popular since Ronald Reagan. Quote, unable to even come close to Mitt Romney's insufficient support among women, minorities, and young people. In losing disastrously, Trump would probably create down-ballot carnage sufficient to even the Republican control of the House ticket. Splitting is becoming rare in polarized America in 2012, only 5.7% of voters supported presidential candidate and congressional candidate of opposite party. So they all sold this talking point. It was all fraud. It was all lies. Again, just very briefly, we're running the biggest special in our history right to this weekend. Some items will stop being on sale tomorrow. Storable foods, 40% off, highest quality, are the lowest prices. At 40% off, it is a joke. Loss leader. 40% off colloidal silver, silver bullet. 40% off the incredible nootropic brain force. 30% off a bunch of the other products of Supermel Vitality. Lung cleanse, you name it. 20% off apparel. 20% off Alexa Pure Breeze home air purifier that costs $200, $180 right now. And leading competitors are $400 to $800 to $1,000 and aren't even as good. A lot of folks just lazily sell the same filters. Filters have gotten less expensive. So there you go. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products makes everything we do possible. Support our local affiliates as well. And I salute you and thank you. Let's talk to Carl in Oregon. You're on the air. Then Andy, Ethan, Brian, Todd. Carl, go ahead.
Hey, buddy. It's your buddy, Alex
Welcome.
Jones. Alex Jones, blow up the Death Star, a 52-week Patriot contest. It can be done. We could do this. We could take back America. The contest is structured where everyone that can hear this, and you can fund this, it's easy to do, 52 weeks. You put up, create flyers for the people that participate in it every week all across America. And the people that have the most flyers put out, it could be on any topic, anywhere between aspartame to Zionism, anything about the truth movement. They could do this, and each and every week somebody puts out, you know, a certain amount, more than 10,000, wins $1,000 that week.
Carl,
we do this?
Carl, I'm going to jump. I appreciate your call, but since you mentioned that, we did a contest, I think it was for $5,000 to expose the dangers of flu shots. You know, just put the fact that you should read the insert, flu shots have killed people. And it was in hundreds of newspapers and hundreds of TV stations picked it up, tried to imply it was illegal to put up flyers in legal and lawful areas. They tried to threaten me that it was my fault. Of course, that all failed. But I agree. I'm going to launch a flyer and video contest next week. It'll be a month long. And we'll have phase two of that successful for, like, I think $10,000. Here's the problem. I don't have the crew to watch all the videos, see all the flyers, even report on it, but I'm going to try. In fact, we have a contest I announced yesterday that we need to tell folks where to send the meme of Hillary as a shark. Send it to us on Twitter. Tweet it at Real Alex Jones. In the next hour, we're going to post some of those on InfoWars.com so you can spread them. That photo of her, like, cresting like a great white shark. Hillary devours Constitution, Bill of Rights, InfoWars flash contest. I've only got, like, 7 or 8 writers that are actually, you know, here in-house. A lot of them are resting right now because they've been up for the last 2 days. So we've got to go through those contests. I'm going to announce a $1,000 winner on that. But it isn't even about the money. It's the fun of exposing tyranny. So send those to showtips at InfoWars.com as well. Post them on your own Facebook. Tweet them at Real Alex Jones. And will this save the world? No, but all of us together doing things like this will encourage the First Amendment that they hate and bring this level down. So we should come up with kind of our own flyers, our own promo video, explain what's got to be in it. And just expose election fraud, expose how Hillary stole the nomination, expose how she's planning to do it to Trump. You should be doing those videos anyways. You should be doing stunts anyways. You should be doing whatever it takes, especially in battleground states like Florida and New York and Pennsylvania and Ohio. And yes, I think we can win California, but regardless, maybe you're a businessman. Pay to have banners fly. You put your money in or we're going to lose everything. Do stuff like do big projections up on buildings, you know, that say Hillary wants to steal the election. Do stunts in front of media that's legal and lawful. Fight for the Republic. The animating contest of liberty. We're on the march. The empire's in deep trouble. We'll be back. Stay with us. 70 seconds.
Communications Radio Network.